And the gospel reading, it's from the Good News of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1.
Praise and glory to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood or overcome it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify to concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He, John himself, was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every person was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ the Word. Almighty God, who has given us thy only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, to live and reign with thee in the same Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Now, in our carols and nativity plays, we have focused on the events at Bethlehem, where Jesus was born in an animal shelter over 2,000 years ago. At times, we have reminded ourselves of the very real human drama associated with it, the confusion, the agony, but also the obedience and faithfulness of people such as Mary and Joseph. We have talked about the shepherds, for whom the heavens were briefly opened so that they saw something of the glory of God. That's how the Gospels of Luke and Matthew approach the birth of the Savior, telling the human story and through that trying to convey the ways of God in the world. The Gospel of John takes a quite different approach. It tries to look at the whole arc of God's history with the world and understand the events of Christmas from a divine perspective. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, it says. And then the key Christmas theme, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. The Word was from eternity and became human in Jesus Christ. When we see the world from this perspective, the love of God takes on a new meaning, and we can begin to grasp the enormity of what happened at Christmas. It's not easy for us humans to take that eternal perspective. We might even get things wrong and get tied up in knots when we try. But I think that try we must. By having the different birth accounts, we can see both the human and eternal significance of Jesus coming among us, God with us. Now, in a minute, we will have a reflection on the birth from the perspective of angels. It tries to imagine the significance of Christ's birth from yet another angle. Well, aspects of that may not express the most orthodox theology, but overall, this is a new look at the Christmas story and opens up perspectives. Now, by the way, did you know that there was a whole subfield of theology called angelology, the study of angels? Now, I'm not an expert on that, but it reminds us to take a new perspective on things so that we can see the divine. For example, we don't just see the birth of a baby in trying circumstances, but the birth of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And so now I invite the three angelic messengers up.
I'm the little angel and big angel.
I'm the senior angel.
Yes. She's senior angel has got a planet garment on today. All about planets. Somebody is going to tell you what it's all about.
Once upon a time, a very young angel was being shown around the splendours and glories of the universes by a senior and experienced angel. To tell the truth, the little angel was beginning to be tired and a little bored. He'd been shown whirling galaxies and blazing suns, infinite distances in the deathly cold of interstellar space. And to his mind, there seemed to be an awful lot of it all. Finally, he was shown the galaxy of which our planetary system is but a small part. As the two of them grew near to the star which we call our sun and to its circling planets, the senior angel pointed to a small and rather insignificant sphere turning very slowly on its axis. It looked as dull as a dirty tennis ball to the little angel, whose mind was filled with the size and glory of everything he'd seen.
I want you to watch that one particularly.
Well, it looks very small and dirty to me.
That is the visited planet.
Visited? You don't mean visited by, you know.
Indeed I do. That ball, which I have no doubt looks to you small and insignificant, and perhaps not over clean, has been visited by our young Prince of Glory.
But how? Do you mean that our great and glorious prince, with all these wonders and splendours of his creation, and millions more that I'm sure I haven't seen yet, went down in person to this fifth-rate little ball? Why should he do a thing like that?
It isn't for us to question his whys, except that I must point out that he is not impressed by size and numbers as you seem to be, but that he really went, I know, and all of us in heaven who know anything know that. As to why he became one of them, how else could he visit them?
Well, do you mean to tell me that he stooped so low as to become one of those creepy, crawling creatures of that floating ball?
I do. And I don't think he would like you to call them creepy, crawling creatures in that tone of voice. For strange as it may seem to us, he loves them. He went down to visit them and lift them up to be like him.
The little angel looked blank. Such a thought was almost beyond his comprehension.
Close your eyes for a moment, and we'll go back in what they call time.
While the little angel's eyes were closed and the two of them moved nearer to the spinning ball, it stopped its spinning, spun backwards quite fast, and then slowly resumed its usual rotation.
Now look.
And as the little angel did as he was told, there appeared there on the dull surface of the globe little flashes of light, some merely momentary and some persisting for quite a time.
Well, what am I seeing now?
You are watching this little world as it was some thousands of years ago. Every flash and glow of light that you see is something of the Father's knowledge and wisdom breaking into the minds and hearts of people who live upon the earth. Not many people, you see, can hear his voice or understand what he says, even though he is speaking gently and quietly to them all the time.
So, why are they so blind and deaf and stupid?
It is not for us to judge them. We who live in the splendor have no idea what it is like to live in the dark. We hear the music and the voice, like the sound of many waters, every day of our lives. But to them, well, there is much darkness and much noise and much distraction upon the earth. Only a few who are quiet and humble and wise hear his voice. But watch for a moment, and you will see something truly wonderful.
The earth went on turning and circling round the sun, and then quite suddenly, in the upper half of the globe, there appeared a light, tiny, but so bright in its intensity that both the angels hid their eyes.
Good gracious. I think I can guess. That was the visit, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the visit. The light himself went down there and lived among them. But in a moment, and you will be able to see that even with your eyes closed, the light will go out.
But why? Could he not bear their darkness and stupidity? Did he have to return here?
No, it wasn't that. They failed to recognize him for who he was, or at least only a handful knew him. For the most part, they preferred their darkness to his light. And in the end, they killed him.
The fools, the crazy fools. They don't deserve. Good gracious, they did awful things.
Neither you nor I nor any other angel knows why they were so foolish and so wicked. Nor can we say what they deserve or don't deserve. But the fact remains, they killed our Prince of Glory while he was man among them.
And that, I suppose, was the end. I see the whole earth has gone black and dark. All right. I won't judge them, but surely that is all they could expect.
Wait, we're still far from the end of the story of the visited planet. Watch now, but be ready to cover your eyes again.
In utter blackness, the earth turned three times, and then there was a blaze of unbearable radiance. A point of light.
Oh. Good gracious. What now?
They killed him, but he conquered death. The thing most of them dread and fear all their lives, he broke and he conquered. He rose again, and a few of them saw him, and from then on became his utterly devoted slaves.
Thank God for that.
Amen. Open your eyes now. The dazzling light has gone. The prince has returned to his home of light. But watch the earth now.
As they looked, in place of the dazzling light, there was a bright glow which throbbed and pulsated. And then as the earth turned many times, little points of light spread out. A few flickered and died, but for the most part the lights burned steadily, and as they continued to watch, in many parts of the globe there was a glow over many areas.
You see what is happening? The bright glow is the company of loyal men and women he left behind, and with his help they spread the glow, and now lights begin to shine all over the earth.
Yes, yes. But how does it end? Will the little lights join up with one another? Will it all be light, as in heaven?
We simply do not know. It is in the Father's hands. Sometimes it is agony to watch, and sometimes it is joy unspeakable. The end is not yet, but now I am sure you can see why this little ball is so important. He has visited it. He is working out his plan for it.
Yes, I see. Though I don't understand, I shall never forget that this is the visited planet. Planet Earth is the visited planet. Do all the grubby, creepy little humans know that this is the visited planet?
I hope they will think about it.
Thank you, Senior Angel. That seems very important lesson today.
I'm glad you're learning that, Junior Angel. You will one day maybe a Senior Angel yourself.